Hello.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to Live with Barrett. This is your host, Barrett Clemenson Powell, and as you know, I have been doing a series of interviews with women entrepreneurs who are out there moving it, doing it, starting businesses, raising families, and adding to the economy. Today, we are talking with San Diego personal trainer Danielle King. Danielle King is a mompreneur who both raises a family and operates the San Diego personal training business, Fitness is My Sickness. And so I want to talk with her a little bit today, and you can listen in to hear how she gets both life and San Diego women into the best shape ever. So are you there, Danielle?
Yes, I am. Good morning, Barrett.
Good morning. Good morning. Well, I'm really glad to have you here, and I've checked out your website and seen some really exciting things there. And I think this is really great, especially for a Monday motivation, because people need to just get over the weekend where they perhaps were eating things they shouldn't have been and not exercising the way they should have been. And I think this is a really great way to start the day. So can you kind of give us a little bit of a hint? How did you get started in personal training, in working with fitness?
It's kind of ironic how I got started. Of course, you know, just like you mentioned, I have three kids, and we were overseas, my husband's military, and then I just didn't feel myself. So a young lady got me started lifting weights, and I was, of course, you know, afraid and a little apprehensive about lifting, but she kind of got me motivated. And then when I was able to, you know, feel that motivation, feel how it changed my, not only physically, but changed my mindset and how good it made me feel, I wanted to spread that news, you know, across the globe to other women, other moms who are the, you know, hierarchies of their families. You know, mom kind of keeps it together. So just to be able to give someone else that feeling, you know, I had an epiphany. I wanted to share it with the world.
Okay, okay. How did you go about choosing the business name, Fitness is My Sickness?
You know, we have a lot of ailments. A lot of them, you know, we say, oh, we have this going on, we have that going on, high blood pressure, type 2 diabetes. So what I wanted to do was I wanted to change the mindset that everyone has, you know, kind of like an excuse of why we can't do something. Well, I want everyone's excuse to be fitness. I want fitness to be their sickness. If you may can't run as fast as the others, you may can't jump as fast as the others, but don't let that hinder you. Don't let that be your excuse. Fitness is now your women's cross training, because we cross train across the board. And what I mean by that, not only functional body movement, but mm-hmm. I want to change your mindset as well. Does that make, am I making a little bit of sense?
Yes, because I think that the mind is very much involved, because you have to see what you want to be before you can be it. You have to always envision that. You have to have that vision for yourself.
Exactly.
So, now, all right. So, mom with three kids, how are you doing this? Tell me what a typical day might be like, a mom with three kids, okay, and a business, and us, and you've got a husband. So it's actually kind of your husband, your kids, and then your business.
Yes. School too. So I'm actually in school. This is, you know, I made it a priority. Of course, in the beginning, I also worked 40 hours a week. Plus, I taught at the college at night, and then I had the kids and the husband who was always gone deployed. So I made it a priority. I set a schedule. So you know how, like, in the beginning, when we first start our fitness trek, we say, oh, I'll do what I can, and we just say, oh, I'll do it when I can. But then it kind of slacks off. So I wanted to create a stimulus within my mind to stimulate me to work out, you know, on a set schedule. So just as though I would pencil in an appointment with the doctor, I penciled in that time to work out, and it became a habit. And usually anything that you do continuously for 21 days becomes a habit. So here we are, you know, almost 4 years later, and it's a habit. Now I don't feel good when I don't work out versus not feeling good and tired when I do work out.
Okay. Okay, so it's getting yourself into that habit.
A routine.
Tell me about a routine. The typical woman who comes to you, who is she? Describe a typical woman who comes to you and says, oh, I don't know, maybe I'm interested in this.
What I do is I say, hey, come check out a free class. Come to the studio, you know, see what it's all about before you make that commitment, and then go from there. So when you come, the typical class is full of, you know, it's all women, so you don't have to feel, you know, some type of way about working out in front of men. It's all levels of fit. My old
can let it, because you can let everything that's already hanging out hang out.
Yes, yes, you can feel free, free and fit. We have moms, new moms, older moms. My oldest lady is 70, and she works out with us. My youngest is about 22, and we all encourage each other. It's a good camaraderie. So you come, you work out. We, you know, nobody's left behind. Everybody's a different level of fit. I write the workout. If you do have an ailment, you know, like say you may have, you know, hurt your elbow or your knee, or you may have a concern with your knees, then we'll modify. I have a great assistant. We work together. We'll modify if something is hurting, and we keep pushing. We get through it, and we all get through it. No woman left behind.
No woman left behind. 70 years old. That's really something.
Yes. Yes, and she comes and she can do what we can do. You know, she doesn't give us excuses. You know, if something's hurting, we modify it, we push her, we push each other. Sometimes she comes in there and she motivates us, and that's what I like about this group. It's ironic because when I first began, I had no idea or I hadn't envisioned that it would grow to be so popular that the ladies would embrace me, because I've only been in San Diego for about 10 to 11 months. So to have that good network, you know, of women, and a lot of them are women entrepreneurs, mompreneurs. So to have that good network of positive women doing positive things, it's just amazing, Barrett.
Yes. Okay. That in itself is really something. I want to take a quick break here, and then I want to come back and I want to talk about that piece where you've been here for 10 or 11 months and have this business going. So we'll be back in a moment here on Live with Barrett with San Diego personal trainer Danielle. Are you a San Diego woman entrepreneur, mompreneur, wannabe entrepreneur, or career woman? Thrive San Diego 2015 is ready for you. August 27th and 28th, come for 2 days of business and body, mind, spirit bliss. There will be business topics such as social media, negotiation skills, and work-life blend. There will also be morning meditation and during the day, Zumba and yoga. You'll do some creative vision work, and you'll experience women's leadership empowerment. You'll also get a free feng shui consultation from Pat Sendejaz, America's leading authority on career feng shui for women. So you can buy your ticket on the Eventbrite site. Eventbrite, just put in Thrive San Diego or Thrive San Diego 2015 and come join us on August 27th and 28th for 2 days of business and body, mind, spirit bliss. Looking forward to seeing you there. And we're back on Live with Barrett with San Diego personal trainer Danielle King. Danielle is a mompreneur who is raising three kids, has a husband who is often deployed, and she's managed in 10 to 11 months to create a thriving personal training business called Fitness is My Sickness. Okay, Danielle, so we need to hear how in 10 months can you kind of carefully detail, how did you do this? How did you come to a new city and build a business in 10 months?
It was a lot of it was passion for what I was doing and passion for creating a positive environment for women to work out in and get fit. So a lot of times, you know, everyone has their different niches about kind of changing the world. So my thing was being able to change the world through fitness because of the things, you know, the way it makes you feel. I know that a lot of kids, they base their, especially smaller kids, they base how they feel in the morning on how their mom feels in the morning. So if we could change that, how mom to her mom, you know, to her kid, to her husband.
Right.
So one thing, you know what I mean? So it was that mindset. So one thing that actually helped me, and, you know, I don't force people to say, oh, you need to go to college, you need to get your degree. Of course, it helps. But I'm actually getting my PhD in leadership and organizational change. Now, when I began that, I hadn't any idea that I could use that to help, you know, thwart my fitness business, you know, because I was into, I have an MBA. So I was into business and marketing and networking and things of that nature. But the things that I've learned and how to lead people in a positive way, how to motivate people to give them a shared vision. So one thing that I do in the business and for me and the ladies, I call it our business. It's our vision. So we all share it. Mm-hmm. So it's all of our baby. So when I was younger and I had any idea about that, you know, you lead from the back, but you have to lead together, lead from the front and pull your people with you. So the ladies that have started with me, it's ours. I take polls. I ask them how they feel about things that I change within the business. You know, and as it thrives, they thrive. And that's how I kind of create that camaraderie. That's how I create that positive image. It's a shared vision. You know, it's mechanicalistic, I want to say. You know, it's mechanical. Every intricate piece is important, and that's how I've been able to create it. So it's such an amazing feeling to be able to bring other people on and share your vision, and everybody wants to see it succeed. When you don't do that, you get compliant at the very best. And I'd rather have, you know, someone that's with me that's on board full force than someone that's just being compliant. You know,
well,
what I mean?
Compliant people won't necessarily show up for class.
Yeah, they just kind of come, they kind of do it. And it's like that in the workforce, too. When I was in the workforce and learning what I'm learning now, I'm writing my dissertation, and I totally changed it to how women entrepreneurs and how fitness and increasing physical fitness can thwart their business and how it's helped their business. So when I used to be in the, you know, the common workforce, just work every day, and learning those things, you know, a culture committee, the culture of a place could really make or break it. So a lot of people have to keep those things in mind, you know, as they start their business. But to see it full force here with their mind and be able to use those tools and pull different tools from the toolbox, it's an amazing feeling to watch these women transition. Like a good example I use is, a lot of my girls, when I first started, you know, I would go on their Facebooks. You know, we use social media to kind of figure out who somebody is or not. And all I saw were face pictures, you know, not full body. And now, a lot of them, they only wore black. You know, so that said a lot about how they felt about themselves.
Yes,
and they
I
may not
saw,
have said it.
I saw a show once on that. It was You might have seen it. It's called What Not to Wear, and the two women who run the show, they would have a special every once in a while, and they did one special that was just on color, and it was very interesting. They stopped people in the street, and they asked people, what color makes women look thinner? And so many of them said that if someone wore black, they would look thinner. And they actually showed them how wearing black made them look larger, that by wearing color and clothes that, of course, their bodies, they actually looked thinner. And they so they learned, you don't need to cover yourself up. And I find that funny, too, with the black, Danielle, because I spend part of my time, I mean, I live in San Diego and I also live in Copenhagen, Denmark. And the big thing in Denmark and especially in Northern Europe is to wear black. There are so many people wearing black. I had a relative, my aunt came and she visited me. We went around Copenhagen for a few days, and then I took her out of Copenhagen and more towards the country to see some things, and she said, oh, finally, people aren't wearing black.
So she noticed it right away. Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
So in the beginning, a lot of my ladies, they were wearing black. So now to see them transition and the confidence that has grown, you know, and it's not about, I lost 30 pounds or I lost 20 pounds, now let me wear a color. It's about how you feel about yourself mentally, that self-efficacy, that self-esteem, you know what I mean?
It's about not hiding
confidence
anymore.
It's about not hiding. To effectively change your body, you have to effectively love your body. You can't lose weight or get fit thinking, I hate this and I hate because it won't last. But as soon as you start appreciating your temple, that's when you could effectively, you know, change it in a positive manner. You know what I mean?
Yes. Tell me about that first client that came in. Tell me the first person who came and said, I heard about you. I want to take a class.
You know, ironically, my first person, when I got here, I put out a couple of fillers on Facebook, a couple of groups, a couple of networking groups, and my first lady, she's still with me. She came, she said, hey, let's try it. So she's still with me today, and that's one of the persons or the ladies that I've seen transition and grow so well, not only at her job, but stepping out and going to school now, and now she's like, I can't even envision a business without her. It's kind of ours. You know what I mean? My assistant here, she's here now. She was a spouse with me, and we were in Japan. We were in Sasebo, Japan, two military spouses, and we started training together. And once I got my certification, I started training her. And she just recently, she's been here. She came here about 9 to 10 months ago, too, you know, how we move around together. And now she's my assistant. So I don't know who, you know, if she was first or the other was first, but it's amazing to have these ladies grow in business with me and grow and fit with me and continue this as a lifestyle, because we don't diet and exercise. We eat clean and we train for life. So to have these ladies with me, one, 2 years ago, we started in Japan, and one, you know, when I first got to San Diego, continuing this lifestyle, I mean, I'm overjoyed, you know?
So using Facebook groups and networking there and having partnerships and making the business up, making the people who are involved in the business, making the clients feel that they are partners in what they're doing, has helped your business to grow.
Exactly. Those are my entrepreneur staples. You have to network. You have to partnership. A lot of, you know, talking to other women in business, you know, I've heard some that say, oh, I did it, and then I surprised everybody. I let people grow. We grow together. We grow in business together. You know, you have to grow partnerships. You have to grow networks. And they get the word out. And you have to especially be passionate about what you're doing. You know, I've heard that old cliche, you know, if you love what you do, you never work a day in your life. And that sentiment is exactly true.
Okay. All right. I want to talk a little, two other things. We'll come back in a moment. And I want to talk about that certification thing and about the meal planning. So this is Live with Barrett. We're talking with San Diego personal trainer Danielle King, and we'll be back in a moment. Hello and welcome back to Live with Barrett. We're talking with San Diego personal trainer Danielle King. I'm your host, Barrett Clemenson Powell, and this is one interview in a series of interviews I'm doing with women entrepreneurs who are doing various things out there in the world. Danielle King is in San Diego, in La Mesa specifically, operating a business called Fitness is My Sickness. The women's fit training and meal planning. So I want to talk a little bit about two things here before we end our time here today. You said that you are certified, I think it's in CrossFit. Could you kind of talk a little bit about that? I know it's become such a big thing. I know I can tell you that in Copenhagen, I've been very aware a couple of years ago, maybe about two, it started in Copenhagen CrossFit, and it became huge. And when I'm in San Diego, I haven't noticed it quite as much, but maybe I'm not paying quite as much attention.
Yes, CrossFit, I have a CrossFit Level 1 certification, and that's really how I began with my fitness track. It just inspired me. I was never an athlete prior to. I was not like a high school track superstar or basketball. So the start of my fitness began with CrossFit. And what I liked about it is that everyone had a place. You know, everyone could start and finish. I didn't have to finish first, but I felt good about myself as long as I finished. And the good group, the core group of, you know, people there, you may have someone that finished the same workout in 5 minutes, but when they get done, they're going to grab their weight and finish with that person that's going to finish in 20 minutes. So, and the movements are also functional. So it's about getting stronger and helping you with your activities of daily life, your ADLs. So we do a lot of squatting because squatting is a part of everything you do. You have to squat, you know, to get up and down out of bed. You have to squat up and down to use the toilet. You have to squat up and down to pick up something without hurting your back. You know, those are the movements that I wanted to focus on. So it wasn't so much about I'm going to isolate each muscle and work on legs one day and elbows one day and ankles the next day. It was about getting stronger across the board with functional movements. And that's what I particularly like. And what I wanted to get better at is this training to live, you know, like I mentioned earlier. And there's like a core group of movements, like maybe nine that you'll continue to do. But the workout is different each day. So like I said, I'm a mom of three. I'm very busy, you know, so it's just a different type of workout. So you like it and you don't get bored with it and the crowd is fun and you stay motivated. And that's one of the important key aspects.
That is probably very important for continuing it is to not get bored. Now let me ask really quickly about the meal planning part. So what is the meal planning service that you're offering people?
So I got CrossFit Level 1 and then I got my, personal training cert. Then I went ahead and I got my nutrition fitness cert. So So what I do for meal training is everybody's body is kind of different. But the premise is no processed sugar or flour. So I focus on clean eating. I don't recommend, you know, let's lose 20 pounds in 1 week. I recommend steady, clean eating with meat, you know, protein, vegetables, and carbs.
Oh, I would like this. I could handle this. I can get rid of sugar.
Exactly.
I can get rid of sugar, and I'm not a big, necessarily, what do you call it, carbs person.
Uh-huh.
But I really like my meat. I'm a beef eater, and I
me
love
too.
Vegetables.
Yeah, and that's
so
the,
fruits,
that's
if
the
I
core.
Can eat just fruits, vegetables, not starchy vegetables, fruits, green vegetables,
uh-huh.
basically, and meat, I'm fine.
Yes, that's exactly what I consistently eat. That's what I've been eating for the past two or three, you know, years, and that's what I've seen transform my body, you know, into more healthy. And like we do, if we do carbs, you know, from a bread, it's a wheat bread, a whole wheat bread. What a lot of people don't know or they don't realize is that it's so much sugar in white bread products. And so they may not be eating sweets in their mind. Like, I don't eat candy. I don't eat cake. I can't transform my body. My stomach won't go away. My love handles. But they're consistently eating noodles, white rice, and bread, which
yes.
is so processed.
And potatoes, yes.
And potatoes,
yes.
yeah,
yes.
white
yes.
potatoes.
Because yes.
you could eat, you know, we eat not white potatoes, but sweet potatoes or yellow potatoes or yams.
Yeah, great for you. I read something once that said basically if you even separated foods by color, the white foods are the foods you should not eat.
And that's a great way to put it, and it's so true. It's so true. I worked out for the first 6 months, and my limbs changed. You know, my legs got stronger, my arms got cut, but I still continued to eat what I wanted to eat because that's also a misconception that we have. Oh, I work out so I can eat what I want. But my midsection remained. So I just walked around, and I looked like I was, you know, a couple of months pregnant, and it didn't dawn on me, that it was, I had to cut out those processed white foods.
Yes, not good for you. Well, this sounds really wonderful, what you are doing for San Diego women, helping them to get fit, helping them to change their mindset so that they can change their bodies. This is incredible. This is really incredible. Fitness is my sickness. So people get down to, it's 7352 7352 University Avenue in La Mesa. The website is fitnessismysickness.biz, correct?
Yes, ma'am, that's it.
Yes, okay. Or if you want to give a call to her first, 619-867-5742. Well, I want to thank you, Danielle, for being with us today, for your tips on how you marketed yourself and got a thriving business up and going, new to the city in 10 months. Okay. Well, thank you, everyone, for listening in to this episode of Live with Barrett. And I hope that you will keep your vision for having a business and for not only that, having a thriving business and a thriving life. We'll talk again. Bye-bye.